you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 29, Living Bible. From the very beginning, God decided that those who came to him, and all along he knew who would, should become like his son. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, November 12th, 2024. We continue with our series by Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church on how to get through what you're going through. Today we're looking at sanctification, being transformed by trouble. Pastor Rick Warren talks about the importance that God's purpose in our life is to make us more like Jesus. He uses his Spirit, he uses his Word, God uses other people, and God uses problems, pressures, pain, suffering to make us more like Jesus. Now, today's broadcast is unique, as it's a message delivered by Pastor Rick Warren from Rwanda, so it'll be translated throughout, I believe, in either Swahili or Kinyarwanda, which is the language spoken in and around Rwanda. So be patient as you listen, as I trust there's a blessing in store for you. Here are some opening remarks, followed by Pastor Rick Warren speaking on Transformed by Trouble.
We're in part 5 of our series, Getting Through What You're Going Through, and Pastor Rick has been teaching and speaking in different places all throughout Rwanda, and he was in a town called Huye. And so let's join him there as we continue on in our series.
God's number one purpose for your life is that you become like Jesus Christ. You were created to become like Christ. God wants to make you like his son. When you understand this, everything in life will make more sense. The Bible says this in Romans 8:29. From the very beginning, it has been God's plan that we become like his son. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:15, God wants us to grow up and become like Christ. And the Bible says in Colossians 1:15, we look at the Son and we see God's purpose in everything. When God decided to make the first human being, this is what he said. Let us make man in our image. That has always been God's plan. God wants to make us like himself. Now do not misunderstand me. You will never be a God. You will never be a little God. But God wants you to become like him. In America, we have a phrase, like father, like son. And when people tell me that my son looks like me, it gives me pleasure. And God wants you to become like him. Now the Bible says that we are meant to become like Christ in character. So what does it mean to become like Jesus? The Bible calls it the fruit of the Spirit. And there are 9 qualities. The fruit of the Spirit is a picture of Jesus. Love. Joy. Peace.
Amahoro.
Patience.
Kwihangana.
Gentleness. Kindness.
Kindness ni kugira neza.
Faithfulness. ubudahemuka and self-control.
Kandi no kwirinda.
This is a perfect picture of Jesus.
Iyo niyo sura nziza yuko Yesu asa.
And this is a perfect picture of what God wants you
Kandi
to be.
Kandi iyo niyo sura yuko Imana ishaka ko tumera.
God wants your life to be filled with love.
Imana ishaka kubuzima bwawe bwuzura urukundo.
And he wants your life to be filled with joy and peace.
Kandi Imana ishaka yuko ubuzima bwawe bwuzuramo umunezero ukuzuramo amahoro.
And he wants your life to be filled with patience.
Kandi Imana ishaka yuko wihangana.
This is what it means to become like Christ.
Icyo bivuga gusa na Yesu.
So how does God make us like Christ?
Imana rero duhindurite kugira ngo duse na Yesu.
This is called sanctification.
Ibyo ngibyo Imana yabyise kwezwa.
Sanctification is just a big word that means to become like Jesus.
Kwezwa ni ijambo rinini cyane ariko rishaka kuvuga gusa na Yesu.
Now listen very carefully.
Mutega amatwi neza.
The way God produces the fruit of the Spirit in your life is by putting you in the exact opposite situation.
Nukugushyira mu buryo butandukanye cyane niyo mbuto ishaka ko wera.
For instance,
urugero, urukundo.
How does God teach me to be loving?
Imana izakwigisha ite gukunda.
It's easy to love people who are like you.
Biroroshye cyane gukunda abantu basa nawe.
It's easy to love people who love you.
Biroroshye cyane gukunda abantu bagukunda.
It's easy to love people who are lovely. If God is going to teach you real love, he's going to put you around people that are hard to love.
Ariko Imana nishaka kukwigisha uburyo bwo gukunda izagushyira hamwe n'abantu bigoye kubakunda.
And that's how you learn love.
Ni gutyo wiga gukunda.
Anybody can love people who love you back.
Umuntu wese ashobora gukunda abantu bamukunda.
But the Bible says I want you to even love your enemies.
Ariko Bibiliya iratubwira ngo ngo ndashaka ko mukunda n'ababanga.
How about joy? How does God produce joy in my life?
Imana izana ibyishimo mu mutima wacu.
By putting us in times of sadness.
Ikadushyira mu gihe cyo kubabara.
Joy comes from inside.
Kuko umunezero ibyishimo bituruka mu mutima imbere.
Happiness comes from outside.
Umunezero uzanwa n'ibivuye hanze.
But joy is internal.
Ariko ibyishimo ni ikintu kiba muri twebwe.
How does God teach us peace?
Imana izatwigisha ite kugira amahoro.
In times of stress and conflict. It's easy to be peaceful when everything goes your way. But if you're going to become a man or woman of peace, God will have to put you in times of conflict. How about patience? Where do we learn to be patient? By being forced to wait. When we wait in lines, when we wait for an answer to prayer, God is teaching us patience. He's making us more like Christ. I remember one time I had a lot of problems in my life. And I began to ask God for patience. Because I was very impatient. And I said, Lord, give me patience. And instead of the problems getting better, they got worse. So I prayed, give me more patience. And the problems got worse. I said, Lord, give me more patience. And the problems even got really bad. After about 6 months, I realized I was a lot more patient than when I started. Now God uses four things to make you like Jesus. These are the things he uses to sanctify your life. First, God uses his Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of God inside you that produces the love and joy and peace. The Bible says the more we allow God's Spirit through our lives, the more we become like Jesus. So that's the first way we become like Jesus. By letting God's Spirit live through us. The second way we become like Jesus is through the Word of God. When we let His truth into our minds, it is the truth that transforms us. And the more we know God's Word, the more we become like Jesus. John 17:17 says this. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. A third thing that God uses to make me like Jesus. God uses other people. People give us support. People challenge us. People teach us. People encourage us. And so God uses people to make you like Jesus. But there's a way that God uses that I want to talk to you about today. And the fourth way God makes you like Jesus is through problems. Through pressure. Through pain. And even through suffering. Let me read you what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And in verse 8, it says, we are pressed on every side by trouble. But we are not crushed and broken.
And
we are perplexed on every side, but we don't give up and quit. We are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again. And later on down it says, through suffering, these bodies of ours share the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be seen in us. And in this great passage on problems, Paul summarizes it by saying this. This is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every
day.
For the present troubles are quite small and won't last very long. But they produce for us an immeasurably great glory that will last forever. So we do not look at the troubles which we do see, but we look instead forward to what we have not yet seen. For the troubles we see will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever. Now, what is this passage of the Bible saying to us? Every problem has a purpose. Every problem has a purpose. We are transformed by our troubles. There is a reason for the problems in your life. Other people may mean it for bad. But God wants to use it for good in your life. Some people think when you become a Christian, you should have no problems. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, in the world, you will have trouble. And Peter tells us in the book of 1 Peter, don't be surprised when you have troubles. You should expect problems on this planet. Why? Because this is not heaven, this is earth. A lot of people expect heaven on earth. But this is earth.
ariko haturi ni kwisi.
And everything in earth is broken.
Kandi buri kintu cyose kiri kwisi cyarangiritse.
The Bible tells us that sin has broken everything.
Bibiliya itubwira yuko icyaha cyaje kikangiza ibintu byose.
Nothing works perfectly on this planet.
Nta kintu gikora neza nkuko cyari cyaragenwe kuri isi.
The weather does not work perfectly.
Ntabwo ibihe bigenda nkuko byagombaga kugenda.
The economy does not work perfectly.
Ubukungu bw'isi ntabwo bwitwara nkuko bwagomba kwitwara.
No relationship works perfectly.
Nta mibanire ikora neza iteka ryose.
No marriage works perfectly.
Nta n'urugo rubaho rukora neza buri gihe.
Your body does not work perfectly.
N'umubiri wawe ubwawo nawo ntukora neza buri gihe.
Everything on earth is broken.
Buri kintu cyose kiriho ku isi ntabwo kigikora neza.
And this is why we have problems.
Niyo mpamvu duhorana ibibazo.
And this is why God told us in the Lord's Prayer, we are to pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Niyo mpamvu mwami wacu atwigishe muri rya sengesho ngo tujye dusenga tuvuge ngo ubushake bwawe bukorwe icyo ushaka gikorwe ku isi nkuko gikorwa mu ijuru.
Why are we to pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven?
Niki gituma tugomba gusenga ngo ubushake bwawe Mana bukorwe ku isi nkuko bukorwa mu ijuru?
Because in heaven, God's will is done perfectly and instantly.
Kubera ko mu ijuru iby'Imana ishaka bikorwa neza kandi bigakorerwaho.
But on earth, God's will is done rarely.
Ariko hano ku isi ubushake bw'Imana si kenshi bugerwaho.
There are a lot of things that happen on this planet that are not God's will.
Hari ibintu byinshi biba hano ku isi bitari mu bushake bw'Imana.
The Bible says God hates evil.
Bibiliya iratubwira ngo Imana yanga ikibi.
God hates suffering.
Imana yanga umubabaro.
The Bible says God weeps when we suffer.
Bibiliya iratubwira ngo Imana irirana natwe iyo tubabaye.
I had a woman ask me one time, where was God when my son died?
Umugore umwe yigeze kumbaza arambwira ati ariko iyo Mana uvuga yari iri hehe igihe umwana wanjye yapfaga?
And I understood that question because I have had a son that died.
Ati ikibazo yambajije ndacyumva neza kuko nanjye mfite umwana uherutse gupfa.
But here was my answer.
Ariko dore igisubizo namuhaye icyo gihe.
God was there the same place he was when his son died.
Naramubwiye ni umwana wawe igihe yapfaga aho Imana yari iri niho yari iri n'igihe nayo yapfushaga umwana.
So not everything that happens on earth is God's will.
Ikiba hano ku isi cyose ntabwo kiba ari ubushake bw'Imana.
Cancer is not God's will.
Ntabwo kanseri ari ubushake bw'Imana.
War is not God's will.
Intambara ntabwo ari ubushake bw'Imana.
Genocide is not God's will.
Genocide ntabwo ari ubushake bw'Imana.
But even out of brokenness, God can bring good.
Ariko muri ibyo bintu byose biba byasenyutse, Imana ishobora kuvanamo icyiza.
Anybody can bring good out of good.
Buri muntu wese ashobora kuvana icyiza mu cyiza.
But God specializes in bringing good out of bad.
Ariko ubuhanga bw'Imana ni ukuvana icyiza mu bibi byabaye.
God loves to turn crucifixions into resurrections.
Ubuhanga bw'Imana ni ukufata umusaraba ikawuvanamo izuka.
I don't know what has happened bad in your life.
Ntabwo nzi ikintu kibi waba utekereza cyabaye mu buzima bwawe.
But I have been in 164 countries.
Ariko nanyuze mu buzima bwanjye maze kugera mu bihugu 164.
And everybody has bad things happen to them.
Buri muntu wese mpura nawe abafite ikintu kibi cyabayeho mu buzima bwe.
This is evil.
Icyo ni ikibi.
And this is wrong.
Icyo ntabwo ari cyiza.
But God can bring good even out of bad.
Ariko Imana ishobora kuvana ikintu cyiza muri icyo kibi cyakubayeho.
Where is God when I am hurting?
Imana ibiri hehe iyo ngiza gahinda.
The Bible says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted.
Ariko Bibiliya itubwira ngo Imana ihora hafi y'abafite imitima imenetse.
And he saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Kandi kaba yiteguye gukiza abafite imitima itentebutse.
So when God sees me going through difficult times,
Imana imbonye nyura mu bibazo bikomeye,
he is grieving.
Imana ifatanya nanjye mu kababaro.
He is weeping.
Imana irirana nanjye.
But he wants to use it in my life.
Ariko Imana ishaka gukoresha ibyo ngibyo mu buzima bwanjye.
God could have kept Joseph in the Bible out of jail.
Muzi Yosefu yigeze gufungwa. Yosefu avugwa muri Bibiliya. Imana ntabwo yari naniwe kumukura muri gereza.
But he didn't.
Ariko ntabwo yabikoze.
God could have kept Daniel out of the lion's den.
Imana ishobora kuba yarakuye Danieli muri rwa rwobo rw'intare.
But he didn't.
Ariko ntabwo yabikoze.
God could have kept Paul from being shipwrecked.
Ndetse Imana ishobora kubuza yuko Pawulo agwa mu nyanja igihe ubwato bwarohamagamo.
But he didn't.
Ariko ntabwo yabikoze.
God could have kept the three Hebrew children from going through the fire of furnace.
Imana ishobora kubuza aba basore batatu b'Abaheburayo kujya mu muriro mwitanura rya ku muriro.
But he didn't.
Ariko ntabwo yabikoze.
And God could have kept his son off the cross.
Imana ishobora no kubuza umwana wayo kujya ku musaraba.
But he didn't.
Ariko ntabwo yabikoze.
Why?
Kubera iki?
Because God had a greater plan.
Kubera ko Imana yari ifite umugambi ukomeye kuruta ibyo ngibyo.
Now one of the most important promises in the Bible is Romans 8:28.
umwe rimwe mu masezerano akomeye cyane y'Imana muri Bibiliya n'Abaroma 8:28.
It is also one of the most misunderstood verses in the Bible.
Ariko n'undi nuwo murongo wumvikana nabi abantu benshi bakunze kumva nabi.
And it is also one of the most misused verses in the Bible.
Ndetse n'umwe mu mirongo abantu bakoresha nabi mu mirongo ya Bibiliya.
The Bible says this in Romans 8:28.
Bibiliya iravuga mu Baroma 8:28.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love God. And are called according to his purpose. Now, as I said, this is a misunderstood verse. So I want to take it apart word by word and explain it to you. The first, it says, we know. In other words, we don't guess, we don't pretend, we don't hope, we know for sure. And this is what gives us confidence even in the most difficult circumstances. We know. It's not just a hope or a wish, it's a fact. Then it says, we know that God causes. There is a grand designer behind everything. Your life is not an accident. There are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children. There are illegitimate parents, but there are no illegitimate children. Your parents may not have planned you, but God did. Why did you have the parents that you had? They may have been good parents or bad parents. Maybe your parents died in the genocide. Maybe you grew up without parents.
Listening friend, I don't know what your family of origin is, but you are a child of God created and fashioned by Him, by the Creator of the universe. You didn't just happen, you didn't just show up. God has a design for you, a plan and purpose for your life, and He loves you. You were hearing a message by Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church as proclaimed from Rwanda. It was being translated, I believe, in either Swahili or Kinyarwanda, which is the language spoken in and around Rwanda. We'll continue right where we left off today on tomorrow, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And please be mindful that one of God's top purposes of your life is to make you more like Jesus. He will use His Spirit. He'll use His Word. God will use other people, and God oftentimes uses problems, pressures, pain, and suffering to help us be more like Jesus. And those fruits of the Spirit, to properly develop them in your life, oftentimes takes the opposite. Like, who wants to be patient? And how is He going to make you more patient? By taking you through stressful times that are out of your control. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast or can't tune in at the same time tomorrow, stop by greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org and listen anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.